Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, and it is Wellness Wednesday. Welcome to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Michael Bailey joining me this first part of today's program, and a lot of you will be listening to this program the day before Thanksgiving as well, so... Michael, we will be talking to them today and next week as well.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes. So, question of the day. By the way, Andy got this right yesterday for everybody listening. The number one item lost in a household is, Andy got it right, socks.
Yep.
Number one item lost.
That's because there's a sock monster that lives in every dryer.
In the dryer, doesn't it? Just sucks them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's never both socks. It's only one sock.
Never can find that match.
Depending on the dryer, it's either the right sock or the left sock.
See, I learned over the years to just start always wearing the same types of pairs,
mm-hmm.
and then it doesn't really matter.
Well, see, or you could be like my kids, where apparently the newest fashion trend is your socks don't have to match.
So, it doesn't matter.
They'll wear one red and white sock, and the other one's like blue and orange.
All righty.
And I'm like, I don't understand that, but apparently that's the cool thing
that's
to do.
That's the trend? Oh, Charlie wears the onesie.
It's pronounced.
Good one.
Honesty.
Good one. All right, today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We'll get Dr. Julie's idea on this as well here in the next segment. 4% of American population, nearly 4%, not a very large population, is allergic to this. The hint is food. So what is roughly 4% of the American population allergic to? I'm going to say peanuts.
I will go shellfish.
Shellfish, okay. I'm saying peanuts. Michael Bailey is shellfish. So anyways, Michael Bailey is our mobile estate planner. And partly why I enjoy having Michael on Wednesdays is he's on right before us for his own show, right before Rush to Reason on Wednesdays from 2:30 to 3 o'clock. But Michael does also fit into health and wellness. And a lot of you would say, how? How is getting your estate plan done have anything to do with your own physical wellness? Well, it doesn't. But it does for the people you leave behind. Right?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Because there's some sort of mental component. You know, we listened to Elle Woods tell us about how endorphins make people happy and happy people don't shoot their husbands.
Yes.
If you get your estate plan done, you don't have to worry about
it. That's true,
it's
too.
It's one less thing on your
good
mental.
Point.
So
yeah, that's a good point, too.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well said.
But there's something to, hey, I've got this done. I don't have to worry about this. I can put it off to the side. It's kind of like my oldest, who she's like, oh, but I really don't want to do this math homework. I just don't want to do it. So she'll beat herself up for like 3 hours, and then she'll go spend 15 minutes to get the math homework done.
Just do it to begin
with. I'm like, just do it.
Yes.
Get it done.
Yes.
Then you don't have to worry about it. But
well, some of you may end up like this man, who in Indonesia became an instant millionaire after a meteorite crashed into his own roof.
Ooh.
So there you go. Things can happen. Now, by the way, two things could have happened in that case. In this case, he was fine. Meteorite lands. It's worth $1 million, so now he's an instant millionaire. But
nice.
And he was actually outside working on the porch not far from where the meteor actually went through the roof. What if that had landed on him?
And if it had killed him?
With no will?
With no will?
Who gets the meteor and the money from it?
Whatever the Colorado Indonesia, but, you know.
In Colorado, let's say.
In Colorado, intestate statute. You look for basically spouse, children, closest living relatives, and, you know, split it up.
So bottom
them.
Line is, if you don't have that dialed in and a meteor comes through the roof and kills you and the meteorite's worth $1 million, who knows who even gets $1 million?
Well, it'll likely be your family. We'd have to go through all, and the intestate statute is 87 pages long if you print it out. It gets complex. So we'd like to simplify it down and be like, hey, who do you want it to go to?
And you notice that I use the meteorite crashing through the roof as the example of death versus COVID, because the reality, folks, is you have about as much chance of dying from that meteor crashing through your own roof as you do COVID.
See, I always tell people, the example I use, I'm like, let's say you're on an airplane to Hawaii and you're abducted by aliens and they forget to restart the engines and it plunges to the sea.
Yeah.
That's a very unlikely way to die because there are aliens involved. You know, it's like, hey, you die in a car crash. You're like, whoa, wait. Well, that's actually possible. So let's stay away from that.
Great point. Okay, so it is important, folks. And this is why we have Michael on, because to his point, yes, it's important for your wellness. Also important for the folks you leave behind for their wellness, their mental wellness. And I've been through situations where people claimed to have had all of this done. They pass away, they don't, and it's a disaster. And when I say disaster, I'm probably saying that a little too lightly, because it is a royal absolute mess when that happens. Is it not, Michael?
Well, it's already a tough enough time that you've lost a loved one.
Yes, it is.
No one's at their best. And then you're like, oh, huh, we're supposed to figure this out. We're supposed to do this. And then you get person, you know, an aunt or an uncle is like, oh, well, I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be in charge. You're like, whoa, no, kids are supposed to be in charge.
Right.
Well, you know, mom said that I was supposed to get the super fantabulous guitar over here. No, right. The super fantabulous guitar is to be sold because it's worth $1 million because it was played by
Mick Jagger or whatever.
Yeah. Or right. I was going to say Ringo Starr.
There you go.
He was a drummer, but still.
Whatever.
You know, we can go. We can go Beatles.
I get it.
But, you know, nobody's at their best. And then you're trying to figure it out. If you're trying to read through 87 pages and figure out what the heck does that mean, it's not going to go well. It is a sad, pathetic reality that people who die without that is the best advertising possible for me as an estate planning attorney to say, hey, don't do that. Don't be that. Come be prepared. Come be.
I think the other thing, too, right now, folks, and this is now not to scare anybody because I'm not trying to, but we know COVID is out there and it is a virus that affects those that are, as we get older in life, it has a more ill effect upon those individuals that get it. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not trying to alarm anybody and think everybody out there listening, if you're over the age of 55, is going to die if they get COVID. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I do think, Michael, that it's a reminder that as some of us get older, but it's true even for young people, and I'm not talking about death even here. I'm talking about if we get older and you end up in the hospital right now with COVID and something happens to where you're on a respirator or a ventilator for a couple of days and you're incapacitated, who's making decisions for you at that point?
Well, you've got to have that set up. You have a financial power of attorney, name somebody to make financial decisions for you, medical power of attorney, somebody to make medical decisions for you. And if you're on a respirator, even if you're only going to be there a couple of days and you're like, oh, we'll just run to the courts. Well, what if the courts take a few weeks to figure that out?
Especially in a case like now.
Uh-huh. I mean, this, in addition to the courts not being open and everything else. So the time to plan for a crisis is
before
now.
Before it happens.
Before there's a crisis.
Thank
not
you.
During the middle of a crisis.
And again, folks, I'm not trying to scare anybody into calling Michael. That's not what I do here. You all know that. But I will tell you that the majority of our listening audience most likely has assets. The majority of our listening audience is also of an age where, I'm not saying COVID is going to ill affect you any way, shape, or form, but let's face it, if you're above the age of, say, 40, and you get COVID, you know, there's those stories out there where even folks under the age of 40 get it and can end up in the hospital for a while. Again, I'm not trying to scare anybody, because frankly, the chances of you getting COVID and not having anything happen are high. In fact, the chances of you actually getting in a car accident, getting hit, having a problem along those lines is about as high as ending up in the hospital from COVID. But you know what? What I just said can also happen. Are you ready for even that particular situation in your life? And if you're not, you need to call Michael. And I think, Michael, one thing I wanted you to talk about too is I think there's a perception that this costs oodles of dollars, and it doesn't.
Well, it could.
Depends on, well, if again, you wanted, facets you have.
If you wanted to pay me, I mean, I've never turned down money from
that's true. Good, I mean, good point.
My basic estate plans cost like $500. I have people are like, oh, well, that's awfully cheap. How are you going to stay in business doing that? I'm like, well, if you want to pay me $5,000, I won't turn it down. But yeah, well, my basic plans are like $500. You know, if you need something more than basic, good for you. That means you've got a lot of assets
and that means you're in great shape.
Crazy family situation. But, you know, either way, we can cover you, can take you taken care of.
Perfect. Great. Okay, how do I get a hold of you?
Phone number is 720-394-6887. That's 720-394-6887. Or you can always find me, you know, just go Google Michael Bailey Attorney. It'll pull up the website.
It's perfect. Better yet, just go to klzradio.com. You can find Michael there. So, Michael, as always, I enjoy having you.
Thank you for having me.
You're always great. Thanks for the
always
show
ahead pleasure. Of us.
It's always a pleasure. All right, Michael Bailey, Law and Mobile Estate Planning is next.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive, because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
All right, up next, it's Novus Auto Glass, and they, much like Michael Bailey, want to make sure that you're safe, that you're taken care of, that you can see properly, that everything in your world is the way it should be, especially when it comes to auto glass and seeing out of your windshield, side glass, windows, you know, mirror, all that kind of stuff, including the headlights. They also will calibrate your vehicle. It's not the windshield that gets calibrated. It's the rest of what's on the vehicle that's calibrated, if, in fact, it needs it when you have a windshield replaced. And you can ask them if that's the particular case in your world or not. Just give them a call, and they'll tell you. And they work with all insurance companies, even on the calibration. Find a location near you by going to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
All right, folks, Barber's Foods is next, and that's Barber's with an S. I get that question a lot. So it's not Barber Foods, it's barbersfoods.com. That's the website. Everything's listed there that you can order online, and if there's something not listed, they can most likely get that for you. For example, I ordered a pork shoulder, butt, whatever you want to call it, the other day, which I will probably make in between a Thanksgiving and Christmas. Might even actually make it for New Year's. Those are the sorts of things they can get for you, even if it's not listed on the website. So any type of meat you want, they've got it. And don't forget their salmon, which, by the way, is absolutely delicious. I had some of that the other night. So you can get your 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu right now with every order. Just use beef at checkout. Again, that's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Health and Wellness Wednesday. We appreciate Michael Bailey joining us there during that first segment. And Dr. Julie now joining us. And question of the day, Dr. Julie, I need to ask you as well, is about 4% of the American population is allergic to this, and it is a food. What's your thoughts?
Oof, allergic.
Allergic.
With a true allergic. Let's say either gluten or dairy.
Okay.
I would pick one of those two.
Okay.
Maybe dairy.
Okay. All right. Good answer. All right. Now, got a lot in store for everybody listening today. Big day with Dr. Julie. A, we're heading into Thanksgiving. This program is going to replay the day before Thanksgiving as well. So for those of you that are listening right before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate it very much. On behalf of myself and Dr. Julie, we hope you have a very grateful day and enjoy friends, family, all the things you would normally do. And frankly, Dr. Julie, I mean, if people want to distance themselves from family, that's their call. That's not me. I feel like this is a time of year where we need each other more than we ever have in the past. And I, for one, would say if you like your family and you want to get together and have a celebration, then do so. That's my take on it. And again, I'm not an official health expert, but that's just my feelings.
I tend to agree. I mean, I think this isolation is really getting to people. We see more, the stress has been exponential.
Mm. Yes.
And so we see pain, chiropractic, acupuncture. So we see pain, but the pain is presenting different because the stress is so high.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And by the way, I believe, and I know this is going to replay next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, but this is the 18th is the day we're actually doing this show live. And as of yesterday, the 17th, we heard that by Friday, which will be the 20th, most of our state, Dr. Julia, will go into the red. Yes, our state added another category called purple now, but basically we will be in the red. You will not be able to eat out at a restaurant. You'll have to do takeout, things along those lines. And Dr. Julie, my heart goes out to all those folks that will now, once again, some 7 months later, be out of a job when they probably haven't even been brought back fully after the last shutdown we had some 7 months ago. So my heart does go out to those folks.
I just don't know. I don't know where the logic of this is coming from, but I know there's lots of opinions out there and lots of reasons why people want to stay home, but the logic of economically just crushing people
doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't. And it goes along with what you're talking about with the stress and things that you're seeing, you know, folks walking in your front door with. And the reality is, and I read a lot of things this morning on this because of what happened yesterday. And Dr. Julie, here's the reality for everybody else listening. I'm saying this is really as kindly and as nicely as I can. The reality, Dr. Julie, is they don't even know where the majority of people are catching COVID, and yet we're going to put these draconian measures in place. We don't know if people are getting infected at the gym. We don't know if they're getting infected at the restaurant. You know, we don't know where folks are really getting infected, and yet we're still going to go through and shut things down, even though we don't really know where people are getting infected at.
Right, and there's no, but there was no infection during the riot.
Amazingly enough, yeah, go figure.
Amazing.
I say that tongue in cheek because we know that's not the case. All right, so let's talk about Thanksgiving. It is a time for celebration, even with all of this craziness going on in the world. And I know 2020 has just been a screwy year. But, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I feel in my heart, and I don't think I'm overstepping my bounds when I say this, Dr. Julie, that I do feel one of the best things you can do right now, this is for everybody listening, I don't care what age you are, the better your immune system is in check, tuned up, ready to go. In other words, the better shape that you keep yourself in that physical, spiritual, even mental world, to me, Dr. Julie, this is more important in fighting off COVID than who I hang out with.
Agree. I mean, and just staying ahead of and keeping our relationships strong is so important.
Agree. Now, I also know, along those lines, at Ascent Health Center, you're going to offer a vital immune pack, which we'll talk about the chiropractic end of it in a minute. But this vital immune pack, talk about that and how, and again, and I will say this disclaimer, there's no guarantees with anybody doing anything that you would not get COVID. I kind of feel like, Dr. Julie, COVID is one of those things that I don't know. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an epidemiologist. But I feel like there's certain people that it just affects in certain ways and in some cases a lot more adversely for one person than another. I still believe in keeping your immune system up as high as possible. I know there's no guarantees that if they get this immune pack from you, they're not going to get COVID. We cannot say that. But I also have to believe it can't hurt them.
Agree. What really kind of inspired me to do this immune system pack is for years and years and years, we've always had a game plan that we tell our patients to just have in their cabinet, have this every winter. The minute you start to get sick, start taking this protocol so that you don't have to wait 2 days, see if you get better, then give me a call, wonder what you need to buy at the grocery store. So we had a patient who was on kind of just the routine that we do and had it at home, and he had a cousin that didn't. And after the situation developed, it took about 3 or 4 days for the cousin to kind of call the person who was our patient, not knowing that they were our patient, and ended up that the patient that had been taking care of their immune system really didn't got COVID, but really didn't experience too many of the negative side effects.
Okay.
Was sick, but didn't feel terrible, got over it. But the cousin ended up getting really sick, who isn't a patient and didn't know and didn't have the knowledge to know, like, what do you have to do? Or do you do it on day one? Or do you wait till day five? And so it really created on my heart the desire to say, look, we have to be prepared. This is clearly out there. We have to be prepared. You have to know the night that you start feeling bad is when you start. You don't wait till 3 or 4 nights later, because at that point, that virus has a stronghold. And so you might still do a good job if you have a great immune system in battling it off. But if on day one, you start to get a headache, or you feel nasally, or you feel sinusy, you just start to boost your immune system and you build it and you build it consistently, then your body already has all these resources ready to battle it down in the hopes of not having to go through the 10-day or the 2 months or worse, you know,
right.
Hopefully providing enough resistance at the beginning. But it truly is knowing your body well enough to start it before it's got a stronghold. Because when it's got a stronghold, you're probably going to get sick.
No, and by the way, I agree with that. In fact, as I said earlier to everybody listening, I did a bunch of reading on things today. And again, I'm not an epidemiologist, but, you know, Dr. Julie, I can read. I can read data. I can look at things. And by the way, everybody listening, really quick, just as a side note, I've been watching the – because frankly, folks, I've said this many times, and I'll keep saying, I don't care who has COVID. I really don't. I mean, and I'm trying to be sensitive, Dr. Julie, when I say that. I mean, no, I don't want anybody to have a cold even. But the reality is – I don't really care what they're reporting on who has COVID, because to your point a moment ago, some folks get the sniffles, some folks get really sick. What I want to see are the numbers of people that are actually dying from COVID. And what I will tell everybody listening is, please don't panic. Quit listening to the governor. Quit listening to all of these so-called experts that really are not. Look at the actual data numbers. And the reality, Dr. Julie, is we have no more deaths today than we did 6, 8, 10 weeks ago. It's not changing. Yes, we have more people with COVID, but our death rate is not changing. So I think that's something we just need to keep putting in perspective. But on the same token, what I did read today is there are countries and certain communities, Dr. Julie, with what you just talked about, when it comes to certain things we can start taking from either the onset or even prior to getting COVID. And there's been studies shown that, yes, in fact, these things do help if you will get on them quickly enough.
Absolutely. If we keep our immune system strong, build our immune system, and it's mind-boggling to me because it's not well understood. I mean, truly, some people are absolutely getting very sick, and people are passing away. And it's youth, it's older patients. But what there has to be, what is happening, or what is that mechanism of action that is not allowing these people to recover and other people are recovering? And the best that I can think to offer is, let's keep our system as healthy as possible going into the winter so that no matter what, you've got the army to fight this in your body.
Well said. I've got a question for you that I want to ask when I come back. I'll ask you now. You can answer it when we come back. I had somebody text in and ask, what about IV bars. We'll talk about that with Dr. Julie as soon as we come back. She's up next, though, Ascent Health Center, and it's a great deal right now. She's got a vital immune pack going on. You can ask about when you call. Also ask about the Chiro package. We'll talk about that when we come back as well. But Dr. Julie Marchio, Ascent Health Center, call her today at 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, Geno's Auto Service, and that's Geno's with a J. Much like we want to keep your body healthy, you need to keep your vehicle healthy as well. As we head into winter, as Dr. Julie said a moment ago, it's very important to make sure that you keep that vehicle in top working order. And folks, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, I am not, but with the shutdowns and the different things that are happening and going on, you always want to make sure that your transportation is always at the utmost reliable condition it can be in, and Geno's Auto Service can do that for you. Call them today at 303-794-6700 or genosautoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. This is the first sentence of the Gettysburg Address. Kim Munson here. November 19, 1863, Lincoln delivered this important speech. Thursday, Dr. Alan Galzo, Princeton professor and expert on Lincoln, joins me to share his thoughts on Gettysburg. Plus, Dr. Jill Vecchio updates us on the latest regarding the reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan, China virus. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
All right, Dr. Julie Marchio with us today, Ascent Health Center. We're talking about, of course, COVID, staying healthy, getting through the holidays. We'll talk in a few minutes here about some of those things as we head into Thanksgiving that we should and shouldn't be doing when it comes to even foods we eat, keeping ourselves in shape, all those different things. Real quick, Dr. Julie, I know you're offering this immune pack, if you would. And again, I want to make sure that we continue to preface this. No guarantees on somebody getting sick from taking any kind of an immune pack, vitamins, supplements, things along those lines. Just like, by the way, there's no guarantees that whatever the doctor prescribes you is going to make you better. It's just sort of a, how do you want to say, preventative maintenance, I guess, Dr. Julie, in a lot of ways. Keeping our immune system up is still the best thing we can do. Which, by the way, one thing we don't talk about, Dr. Julie, we still have flu season coming. People typically, you know, still get colds and other things happen. I mean, I think we're so focused right now, even as a country on COVID, we have forgotten that all these other things still float around the air.
Well, and what if that's some of what's happening and we're closing schools and we're quitting, we're stopping sports. There's no basketball season for kids, I heard already, that it's really just the flu. I mean, I know we have to be careful, but I am of the, we've got to start living life, and these poor restaurants and restaurant workers and my friends that own restaurants, I just don't know what they expect people to do.
Well, I don't either. And Dr. Julie, some of the repercussions of the shutdowns, and by the way, it's been proven over and over again all over the world, by the way, not just in the United States of America, but all over the world, the shutdowns don't work. First of all, we don't really know where this virus is coming from. There's a great study that's coming great Danish study out there that I read through today, where they did a controlled, really very controlled study on masks and all the things that go with it. And the reality is, it's not conclusive that masks do anything one way, shape, form, or another. In fact, some of the people right now getting COVID are those that have social distance, that are wearing masks. The reality is, Dr. Julie, we just don't know where it's coming from. And it could be coming off of surfaces. It could be coming from people that you meet at work. It could be coming from the places that are going to continue to stay open no matter what, like the grocery store and Costco and so on. And the reality is, we still have all these other things, to your point a moment ago, that are going on that affect us in a negative manner. And I, Julie, I'm just one where I don't want to get sick, period. So I do my best to try to keep my immune system up at all times, period, because A, I don't like having a cold. I don't like being sick. I don't like feeling, not 100%. I mean, with what I do every day here, I just can't afford to be sick. So I do every single thing I possibly can to stay healthy. But there's a caveat to that. I don't lock myself in the closet when I go home at night either until the next day when I come back on air. I still live my life.
Right. Right, because you have, well, and going out builds our immune system additionally, picking up a few bugs and having to fight it. I mean, we can't live in a bubble and then walk out of that bubble and expect our immune system to be able to figure out how to manage that. And so being in an environment with other people around bugs is a good thing.
Well said. Very well said. Yes. And by the way, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And again, I'm not saying that I'm any kind of a model when it comes to, not getting ill and so on. But in reality, I don't get sick that often. Charlie can attest that I'm just one of those individuals. I stay pretty healthy most of the time. And I think because of the things that we're talking about and learning things from folks like you, which I then can apply to my life, and I do those things. And again, try to stay as healthy as possible, get a good night's sleep, do the right things, drink enough fluids, take the right supplements. So let's talk about that for a minute. This vital immune pack that you're offering, tell us more about that if you would, and how, how can folks get a hold of that? And then, how is that going to work? How often should they be getting that? Is it a monthly thing, a bi-monthly thing? How's that going to work?
So they can call the office, 303-343-8800. And you can just call and tell them that's what you're asking for. It lasts about a month. We're trying to put it together so that, and a lot of them are liquids, and so it's nice. You can use it for your kids. You can use it for yourself. A lot of what's out there are pills, and it's just hard sometimes to get your kids to take pills every morning. So we put together more of a liquid type, it's a homeopathic package so that kids can take it, any age can take it. They can build their immune system up. They can keep their gut healthy. And it's very simple and straightforward. It's just like, boom, 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 boom. This is what you want to do in the morning.
Okay. So now a question I've got for you. Is this something where, some people are big breakfast eaters, others are not? Is this something that they would need to do with food, not do with food? How does that work?
I think most of the time patients should not take their supplements with food if their stomach can handle it.
Okay.
Only because then there's nothing else in there that it's competing with. So most of the time, that's what I tell patients, unless we're working on gut. And so that that's my recommendation.
Okay, so if you can handle, which, as a side note, by the way, I think about the only thing for me personally that I struggle with taking on an empty stomach is fish oil. For some odd reason, for me personally, fish oil is one of those things that just kind of gives you this queasiness if you take it on an empty stomach. Other than that, yeah, I think you can pretty much, in my world, I can pretty much down anything. But that one, for some odd reason, that fish oil just does me in, and I don't know why.
It does it for a lot of people. We'll often tell our patients, just put it in the freezer. See if putting it in the freezer helps.
Makes it dissolve slower? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
It just kind of is a little trick that's helpful. And so it doesn't seem to, you know how you kind of burp, a lot of patients will say they burp it back up.
Yes, I know. I'm one of those. I can fully, on an empty stomach, yeah. Take it on a full stomach, you don't know I've even taken it. On an empty stomach, yes, I know all those symptoms.
Yeah, and so usually putting it in the freezer will help. If not, then maybe the patient isn't breaking down and digesting fats very well. And so then we'll work on gallbladder. We'll say, hey, take an enzyme with it, that kind of thing.
Okay. Makes total. And again, folks, this is the sort of thing that Dr. Julie can help you out specifically outside of just doing this immune pack. There are other things that she can help you with on an individual basis, whether that's weight loss or just trying to feel better or sleep better at night. I mean, you name it. There's so many different things going on. And Dr. Julie, I think the one thing that we should highlight most about what you guys do is we're trying to do this, folks that are listening, in a way that's not requiring you to actually take some sort of a prescription or go to a medical doctor, because in a lot of cases, I'm not downing the medical community, Dr. Julie, but in a lot of cases, they're prescribing a pill. You know, for example, you can't sleep at night. Okay, so great. Take this sleeping pill and go to bed. Well, is that really what's going on, or is that really masking an underlying issue that we don't want to really take care of and solve? If that's the case, then we shouldn't be doing that.
Correct. And we also put this together so that it's over-the-counter stuff that is safe for you and your family to take, so you don't have to feel confused by, should I be taking this? Should I not be taking this? Is this good for my whole family? Is this really something we should be taking? We're just supporting your immune system so that you feel a little more confident if you're out there in the world.
Thanks. Okay, sounds great. Joe from Littleton has a question for Dr. Julie. Joe, you're on with Dr. Julie.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I had a question. John, a couple weeks ago, you mentioned James Randi. I don't know if you remember that conversation.
I don't know exactly. Refresh
James
my memory.
Randi. Yeah. So anyway, James Randi, he used to go, when he would start a show, he would take an entire bottle of pills that were homeopathic. And I wanted to ask, you mentioned homeopathy, and
Joe, can you get to a better spot and repeat that? You're really breaking up. I know I can't hear you. If I can't, Dr. Julie can't either. Say that question one more time. Nope, and I think I'm going to put Joe on hold. Charlie, see if you can't maybe get him back and see if we can't get that answered. Dr. Julie, I'm not sure exactly what Joe was asking other than, taking a bunch at one time. I'm not sure exactly what the question is there.
Okay.
So I will have to get him back on and see if we can't get a better cell connection. We know that it's amazing. We still live in a day and age where everything's so technologically advanced, but yet for some odd reason, we still can't talk on the cell phone at times. I don't get that. But anyways, side note.
We don't really control our cell phones. You know that.
Well said. All right. Hey, let's talk. I know we don't have a ton of time left. One thing I did want to get in today. So real quick, we've got the Vital Immune Pack at Ascent Health Center. Call them, get that handled. You can do that over the phone, and they can handle the rest of it from there. Let's talk about the chiropractic package and that end of things also, because I also know that stress builds up throughout our entire skeletal regions, if you would. It can settle in joints, shoulder, knees, legs, arms. What can you do to help in those areas?
Sure. I think often I get so focused on functional medicine because I love it, and that's what we do a ton of for weight loss and health and wellness and hormones, that it gets sideswiped that really I started my journey as a chiropractor and have added my other degrees on after that. But I truly believe that the health of the nervous system comes from keeping your spine healthy, keeping your nervous system healthy by not having any interference, which is what chiropractic's principle and philosophy is. Your immune system, it comes from balancing your nervous system and keeping your nervous system healthy. So I wanted to offer, because we don't often talk about it, that just for the show and people that call from the show, we're doing our initial one-year package, which gives you your first visit and 12 visits after that for $300 off.
Wow.
And so we wanted to offer that because it keeps your body healthy for the whole year. If there's bigger problems, of course, we talk right. about those. But just the type of maintenance, a check-in, a knowing that you can come in once a month and you can ask questions, you can keep yourself healthy, you can get an adjustment. And so we put together a package like that because we want to offer people the opportunity to understand how to take health into their own hands.
All right. Perfect. And that, by the way, everybody, that's at Ascent Health Center. Find them at ascenthealthcenter.com or 303-343-8800. All right, last question, Dr. Julian. Again, we've got a lot of folks that will be listening to this on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. So some folks will even start eating and doing some things the night before, and then they'll eat through the weekend. And I know there's a lot going on right now with, you know, COVID and shutdowns and lockdowns and all these different things. We're trying our best to keep our immune systems up. That's one of the things we focused on even in today's program. Are there certain foods as we go through Thanksgiving we should try it? You know, we can't avoid everything that we love, but are there certain things we should do our best to avoid if we're trying to keep our immune system at its utmost?
Well, I mean, the answer to that is sure, of course. But who wants to avoid those foods on Thanksgiving?
Well, I know what you're saying. And I for one, am one that will probably, you know, just do whatever you need to do, but maybe do it in moderation. But on the same token, if there's people out there listening that even know that they might be, you know, a little more compromised than someone else, you know what? They might actually heed this and stay away from those foods and be better off when it's all said and done. So what are they?
I mean, sugar. You know, that's the most important one.
Okay.
Avoiding sugar, or to the degree that you can, making sure that you eat the protein, all the veggies, drink water that day. And then if you want to have a treat, have a treat, but don't go full tilt. Potatoes, pie, dressing, alcohol, and you wake up the next day with just a food hangover, and
right.
it takes 3 or 4 days to recover from it. So I would say moderation.
Well, Enjoy yourself. And the reason I say that, because this year, by the way, everybody listening, I am one that says get together with your family. Unlike a lot of those officials that are out there that would tell you not to, I'm going to say get together with your family, enjoy yourself, enjoy that company, and you know, love one another, have a good time. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. And be very grateful and thankful for what we have to be thankful for, which, by the way, is still a ton living in this country. But outside of that, Dr. Julie, there's a lot of folks that, you know, may go do some other things the day after. They may, you know, they may spend more time with other friends and family and do different things. And if they want to keep their immune system up, I think the last thing they want on Friday is a food hangover.
Right. And then you spend the whole weekend just feeling terrible.
Right. So if you really want to enjoy that company and have fun with one another, maybe some folks have come in from out of town and all those different things, take Dr. Julie's advice, try to avoid some of those things, or at least take them in moderation. You know, for example, Dr. Julie, instead of having an entire slice of pie, have a sliver of pie. So you still get the taste of it, but you didn't eat the whole thing and don't have that hangover the next day.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
And enjoy your thanks so much. Have a wonderful
Thanksgiving. Thank you, Dr. Julie. Enjoy your Thanksgiving as well. And for everybody listening to us on the Wednesday before, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We really do appreciate you listening to us. And I'll be back for one more segment. But Dr. Julie, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Dr. Julie, again, that's Ascent Health Center. Find her at 303-343-8800. And Chana Kitchens is next, by the way. And they want to take care of your kitchen needs and making sure that you've got a kitchen that functions properly. And you'll know that as you go through Thanksgiving and realizing whether or not whether this works or not. They will tell you and can help you. Actually, you can tell yourself, and they can tell you how to fix that is what I'm getting at. Enchanted Kitchens, find them at klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Folks, a lot of you still driving around need tires. I know we haven't had a lot of winter yet. We've had some. We have some more potentially coming in this weekend. Make sure you have good tires. And that's one thing Extreme Auto Repair can do. They sell Cooper tires at cost, plus offer all of the other services that you need to keep your vehicle in top working order. Don't forget to ask about the 15% off any repair. And find Extreme Auto Repair at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning shop of the year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Al Smith from Golden Eagle Financial, and Al has a show that he does here on KLZ as well that you can listen into and find out more details about retirement and the planning of. But if you want a question asked directly, just call Al, and he'll answer that question. You know, and there's lots of things that go into this. When should you take retirement? Social Security, for example. You know, what are you going to do during retirement? How much money do you need? These are things that Al, as a financial advisor, can answer for you. So go to klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money. Now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I'm going to read something to you. A lot of you put this up on Facebook. In fact, somebody asked me, is this real? And I said, yeah, I know Mark Baisley. This was on his Facebook page, and I know Mark. He is actually a Colorado House of Representative, and we appreciate Mark very much. He just was reelected again to House District 39, and here is what he put to his constituents of Colorado House District 39, which, by the way, I think apply to everyone in the United States of America. The celebration of Thanksgiving goes beyond mere tradition. Thanksgiving is a national day of remembrance for the remarkable story that gave rise to liberty on this continent. When we gather the last Thursday in November as the National Day of Thanksgiving in praise to our benefit for our beneficent father, we established, or what was established by President Abraham Lincoln in 1863, we will certainly all have the COVID-19 pandemic on our minds. The appropriate role for government is in a health challenge is to provide an accurate understanding of the virus in order to assist families in making informed decisions in their own self-interest. It's important for Americans to realize that in spite of their good intentions, neither a governor or president-elect, nor I as your state representative, have the constitutional authority to restrict the number of family members who gather in your home. You have a constitutionally guaranteed right of assembly and association, specifically protected in the First Amendment, and for many Coloradans, Thanksgiving is also a religious holiday, a time to gather with family and thank God for his blessings, and your right to the free exercise of religion is similarly protected by the First Amendment. America has been through many other tough times and medical epidemics, smallpox, yellow fever, Spanish flu, cholera, and so forth, and the Constitution is not suspended because of a pandemic, as the U.S. Supreme Court long ago affirmed. Quote, the Constitution of the United States is a law for rulers and people equally in war and in peace and covers with the shield of its protection all classes of men at all times and under all circumstances. No doctrine involving more pernicious, malicious consequences was ever invented by the wit of men than that of that any of its provisions can be suspended during any of the great exigences, emergencies of government. Such a doctrine leads directly to anarchy or despotism. I hope that you and your family enjoy a wonderful, healthy, and memorable Thanksgiving. That again is by our representative Mark Baisley here in the great state of Colorado. And Mark, if you're listening, which I know you do a lot, thank you, by the way, for putting that out. I do appreciate that very much. For those of you that want a copy of that, that is actually on our Rush to Reason Facebook page. You can find it there. You can find it on Mark Baisley's Facebook page. Frankly, it's all over the place, and I really want to commend Mark for putting that out. But he is exactly right. Folks, no one out there, including Governor Polis himself, can tell you not to gather with family or friends for a day of celebration or a day of Thanksgiving, I should say, on Thanksgiving, or frankly, a day of celebration afterwards if you're watching football or doing whatever else it is you enjoy doing as a family. So with that said, let's take our last break. We'll come back and finish things up. And again, if you're listening to us the day before Thanksgiving, thank you very much, and I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. Purify Chevrolet, though, is up next. Now, it's a great weekend this weekend to buy a car. It'll be a great weekend over Thanksgiving to buy a car as well. Whether you're looking for new or used, they've got you covered. It's Purifor Chevrolet, 303-659-8311. Find them online, though, at purifochevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet. But at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And real quick, again, I know I talked about this a little bit earlier, but there was a great study that was done. This comes out of the Annals of Internal Medicine, by the way. You can find this at acpjournals.org. We'll put this up on our Facebook page as well, so those of you that are out there listening can actually go there, look it up, read for yourself. But it was a randomized controlled trial when it comes to the mask recommendation. And I'm not going to read everything in this and all the findings to you. You can read this for yourself. But roughly, they had about 3,000 participants. So this wasn't like 300. This was 3,000 participants. And really, at the end of this, what they came up with was there's no conclusive evidence that masks do anything. And by the way, these were people that they taught how to wear a mask properly, by the way. I want to make sure I add that caveat. It's another layer that most people don't even have when it comes to mask wearing. So, hey, if you're listening to us on the day before Thanksgiving, thank you so much. We do appreciate it very much. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and thank you for listening. We're always thankful for each and every one of you. We'll be back, though. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.